NOM Update News. I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 12:02. The race to Fairbanks is on. 14 teams are now on the trail for the 2013 Iron Dog Snow Machine Race. After a two-day break and some machine tune-ups, all 26 teams are leaving Nome today and heading towards the finish line in Fairbanks. Team number 9, Doug Dixon, and Nome's Evan Booth should be leaving Nome next around 12:05. To check out the action, teams are departing Nome on the sea ice near Subway. Team 17, Dusty Van Meter and Mark McKenna, were the first to leave Nome at 8 this morning, and the defending champions are still leading the pack. Team 17 is already on the trail to Unalakleet, with Team 23, Brian Dick and Eric Quam, following close behind. 14 teams are now on the trail. The remaining 11 teams will be leaving Nome throughout the day, with the last team expected to leave Nome after 1:30 this afternoon. Stay tuned for your Iron Dog updates at 12 and 5 o'clock. Stephen Gast will serve as the interim superintendent for Nome Public Schools. Nome's Board of Education approved adding an addendum to Gast's contract at last night's special meeting. The contract addendum has 6 new provisions, including a contract extension for 20 days and an increased pay rate of $50 per day for the remaining 103.5 days of the contract. Gast will step into his new role beginning March 4th. The Nome Board of Education is also moving forward with a superintendent search with assistance from the Alaska Association of School Boards. The board approved utilizing the AASB services, voting 3-2. The professional fee for AASB's assistance is $8,000 to cover travel and time working with Nome Public Schools. Last night, community member Steve Smith shared his thoughts on the search for a new superintendent.
Since we're here and we're losing our superintendent, I just wanted to be involved in the process of finding a new one and wanted to make the suggestion that we should look close to home before we go all over the state and the country. I think we have some pretty good people.
Board member Jennifer Reeder expressed her desire for community involvement in the search.
I just hope that the community will step in. AASB offers a large community input, and I just hope that everybody will become part of the process without allowance and help us determine who will be the best candidate for our district. And I think it will help us all become better owners of our new direction.
Even though the board will be utilizing AASB services to search for and interview potential superintendent candidates, Board President Betsy Brennan encouraged local applicants to still apply. The board meets on Tuesday, February 26th at 5:30 p.m. for their next work session. Alaska's oil wealth portfolio has hit an all-time high, $45 billion. The Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation announced the fund hit the mark on Tuesday. The corporation tracks the fund daily. CEO Mike Burns said hitting $45 billion is a sign the Alaska Permanent Fund has not only regained ground lost during the recession, but also that it is growing. Burns says the fund, by any measure, has been very successful. He says the patience Alaskans have had in growing the fund is extraordinary and says it takes a lot of political will to keep the fund off limits for use of other things. Since 1977, the corporation says the fund has received more than $16.5 billion in mineral royalties and general fund appropriations. It's also paid out $19.8 billion in dividends. Governor Sean Parnell supports legislative efforts to let voters decide whether to change the Constitution to allow public funds to be used for private schools. A spokeswoman for the governor says Parnell has always supported more choices in education for parents. Sharon Lehow says that as a legislator, Parnell helped establish charter schools. She says he supports legislative efforts to move a proposed constitutional amendment to the voters to allow Alaskans to have their say. Measures have been introduced in both the House and Senate that would change the state constitution to allow public money to be used for private schools. The measure would have to pass with a 2/3 vote of each the House and Senate before going before voters. A new report says human trafficking most likely occurs in Alaska, but it's not clear how prevalent the crime is. A state task force on human and sex trafficking presented its finding to a joint session of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees on Wednesday. The legislature passed a measure establishing this task force last year. While both the governor and lawmakers have raised concerns with the issue, the extent and nature of trafficking remains elusive because of its underground nature and the fact that many victims don't report the crime. The five-month study yielded 13 recommendations on how to better identify victims and raise public awareness of the issue, including making permanent a working group that could continue researching the subject. And a bill in the Alaska House would establish a day to honor the late Governor Jay Hammond. HB 130 would designate July 21st of each year as Jay Hammond Day. The bill, introduced by Representative Paul Seaton of Homer, has drawn bipartisan support. The legislature in the past has set aside days to honor other prominent Alaskans. In 2011, for example, lawmakers designated the fourth Saturday of every July as Ted Stevens Day. The price of gold in New York has risen $14.30, trading at $1,579.60 an ounce. An ounce of silver has risen 16 cents, trading at $28.82, and a pound of zinc is at 96 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 152 is expected to arrive in Nome at 12:11 and depart for Kotzebue at 1:13. Unofficially 5 above outside the KNOM studios, 8 minutes after 12 o'clock.